This is Alex PCDG with Lucien Cook, Savills Residential Research, fresh off the back of their latest prime London and country residential report. Lucien, thank you very much for joining me. First question, I guess, is what's going on with the prime market to date?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, prime central London is always the market gets the headlines, partly because it's seen the biggest correction in prices. At the end of September, our indices are showing that we've seen a 15% or so correction in terms of prices in that market. Clearly, it's been hit by stamp duty increases, but not just that, also a changed tax environment around capital gains tax and inheritance tax, and it's been particularly susceptible to the economic uncertainty around Brexit, given what that could mean for city employment. So that market's fallen pretty significantly, not replicated to anything like the same degree in the other prime markets. In prime, the other prime London markets, so think South West London, North London, and moving across to the East, prices are only about 4% below where they were in 2014. But what they have done is they've fallen by about 4.3% in the past year. And that suggests, again, that that is a much more price-sensitive market, less affected by stamp duty, unless you go to the very top end, and certainly not affected by some of the tax changes for the overseas buyers. Elsewhere, year on year, there haven't been any really significant price movements. And I think that just reflects the price sensitivity of the market. Now, to an extent, what we know is that the market's beginning to work that out. So we've seen a 90% increase in the number of price cuts for properties which are marketed above $1 million in the past year. They've gone from about 5,600 to 10,600 over the course of a year. So that, you know, is a real indication as to how price sensitive the market sits at the moment.
Okay, well, in that kind of outlook or in that kind of setting, what's the outlook going forwards?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think whenever you're at a point where you've seen significant price falls, sometimes it's difficult to see the wood for the trees. And certainly it's very difficult to see the fact that actually in previous cycles, prices have always bounced and recovered. And when that bounce has come back, it's often been quite quick. That said, I think we have got certainly another year of uncertainty as we go through the period over which Article 50 plays out. We then leave Brexit, and I suspect we'll have a period of uncertainty beyond that. And it's very difficult to see any upward pressure on prices over that period. So in 2018, we think prices in central London will be flat. We think they might go up by 2%, and that being pretty much replicated in a number of other markets, maybe just a little bit more upward pressure in the prime country markets. But thereafter, given where prices will sit at that point and how much they will have adjusted, not just in nominal terms, but also in inflation-adjusted terms, we believe that there is some capacity for prices to improve. So in central London, we're penciling in an improvement of 5.5% in 2021, 8% in 2020, 5.5% in 2021, and then we've got another election year. And so I think you'll see reduced price growth over that period. And what we don't think we can do is bounce back up to the trend. You know, the trend in central London has been incredibly strong, 5.7% above the rate of inflation year on year. I think London has changed. It's matured as a world city. It's got a higher tax environment. And you're going to see the returns on other safe haven assets increase. So I don't think we can see that, but still, we're suggesting price growth over the next 5 years of 20% in those markets, less in the other areas of prime London because of mortgage constraints, but then rising a little bit as you go into the commuter zone and beyond because you just haven't seen the same price growth in those markets over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. If you see one thing acting as a key constraint on pricing going forwards, what do you, you know, forcing you to pick just one thing, what would you see that as being?
Well, I think it's uncertainty, isn't it? Whichever way you look at it, it's uncertainty about what the economic outlook or economic future holds, really, against the context that you're in a much higher tax environment. Mm-hmm. And I think what the higher taxes tend to do is just compound the uncertainty. And I think it's that, for example, which has meant we haven't seen a bounce back in values in central London from overseas buyers exploiting the weakness of sterling. You know, I think that has acted, has undoubtedly acted to counteract that. So when we see an improvement in prices is all dependent upon when we get a bit more certainty about what the world beyond Brexit is likely to look like.
Okay. And aside from that uncertainty, what do you think are the sort of one or two positive things about the UK market? What really stands out as always actually pulling people back almost?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think London generally remains a safe haven play for a lot of investors. It's a very transparent legal structure. You know, I think London will remain a strong global financial center. Some of the attributes of it will be chipped away at the edges as some functions of the banking industry get relocated, but it's very difficult to see any circumstances where you see wholesale relocation of large parts of the banking industry. And then it's all of those things we talk about, language, culture, and in a number of the parts of the market, still under supply, particularly in that core part of central London. So I think, you know, all of those things, if you like, underpin prospects for price growth going forward.
Lucian, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.